The skeptic, a person inclined to question or doubt accepted opinions. The skeptic is an odd individual indeed. The same rhetoric is consistently used by the majority. That is, the Bible contradicts itself, or the Bible was written by men in an endeavor to control the masses. As Solomon said, that which has been is that which will be, and that which has been done is that which will be done. So there is nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes 1:9. And this is also true of the skeptic. The skeptic likes to use the shotgun approach to a biblical discussion. Like buckshot out of a barrel, they attempt to stir up smoke as they fire what they believe to be unanswerable questions. That is what the Pharisees and Herodians attempted. They said unto him, to Jesus, "Teacher, we know that thou art true, and careth not for any one. For thou regardest not the person of men, but of a truth teachest the way of God. Is it lawful to give tribute unto Caesar or not? Shall we give or shall we not give?" But he, knowing their hypocrisy, said unto them, "Why make ye trial of me? Bring me the denarius, that I may see it." And they brought it. And he said unto them, "Whose is the image and superscription?" And they said unto him, "Caesar's." And Jesus said unto them, "Render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's." Mark 12:13-17. When a skeptic asks you one of their unanswerable questions, simply ask them if they are willing to sit down and discuss the question. Or you might ask them, "Why do you ask?" A common response is often answered with, "I need to pray about it." In such a case, I would not suggest that you reserve a time slot.